"Open the door for me," Geppetto shouted from the street. "Father, dear father, I can't," answered the puppet in despair, crying and rolling on the floor.
"Why can't you?"
"Because someone has eaten my feet."
"Open, I say," repeated Geppetto, "or I'll give you a sound whipping when I get in."
"Father, believe me, I can't stand up."
Geppetto, thinking that all these tears and cries were only other pranks of the puppet, climbed up the side of the house and went in through the window. At first he was very angry, but on seeing Pinocchio stretched out on the floor and really without feet, he felt very sad. Picking him up from the floor, he kissed him, while the tears ran down his cheeks.
"My dear little Pinocchio, how did you burn your feet?"
"I don't know, father, but believe me, the night has been a terrible one, and I shall remember it as long as I live. I come home, and I put my feet on the stove to dry them, and I fell asleep, and now my feet are gone, but my hunger isn't. Oh.
And poor Pinocchio began to scream and cry so loudly that he could be heard for miles around. Geppetto, who had understood nothing of all that jumbled talk, except that Pinocchio was hungry, felt sorry for him, and pulling three pears out of his pocket, offered them to him, saying,
"These three pears were for my breakfast, but you can have them. Eat them, oh, and stop weeping."
"If you want me to eat them, please, peel them for me."